السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهد الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد. عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخلص من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم، إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The faculty of speech and expression is one of God's greatest gifts to the humanity, to mankind. To be able to express yourself, express your thoughts and your ideas and your emotions. And this is exactly what distinguishes man from animals. Humans are distinguished from animals with this faculty. Thus, when we were very young, we studied this axiom, Al-insan haywanun natiq. The real interpretation and definition of insan, the human, he is an animal, but an animal with reason and logic and understanding and expression and bayan. Animals cannot express themselves the way we express. Animals do not write poetry. They don't write letters. They don't give speeches. They don't teach. They don't learn. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we gave this ability to the humans so they can develop and they can learn and they can progress in this life. Ar-Rahmanu 'allama al-Qur'an. خلق الإنسان علمه البيان. So this gift has to be understood and appreciated and taken care of. So we can build, we can use this faculty of speech and expression and bayan and kalam to build ourselves and our families and our societies. Not to destroy. The hadith says, رُبَّ كَلِمَةٍ سَلَبَتْ نِعْمَةً وَجَلَبَتْ نِقْمَةً. Maybe a sentence, kalima, a single word, could take away the blessings from you and maybe your community and country and brings indignation and punishment. With one sentence, with one statement a person makes. These statements have repercussions. Sometimes they reverberate in the community. One statement, sometimes irresponsible, has repercussions. And sometimes a good statement also has some positive repercussions. The Holy Quran teaches us adabul hadith, adabul kalam. This faculty of speech that we have has rules and regulations, adab, manners. The first adab is mentioned in Surah Al-Isra, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. تَقْفُ from قِيَافَة, and قِيَافَة when you pursue something, when you go after it. يَقْفُ الْأَثَر, in the Arabic they say, he pursues the truth, al-athar. The Holy Quran says, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Do not say if you don't know. If you have no ilm, if you have no awareness, if you are not sure of what you are saying, it's better not to say. It's better not to say. Because the loss and the damage is far greater from the benefit. The damage that a sentence, a word, a comment does, it's far, much far greater and surpasses the benefit that we wish or we desire to bring about. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عَلْمٍ. We have to keep this always in our mind and remind ourselves, our family members, our children, our brothers and sisters and neighbors, that we would not judge, we would not speak, we would not comment, we would not issue a declaration if we don't know. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. Why? Because Allah says, إِنَّ السَّمْعَ, the hearing, وَالْبَصَرْ, the sight, وَالْفُؤَادْ, the conscience, the heart, the reason, كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكْ, all of them are going to be brought to an account on the Day of Judgment. They will be held responsible. Your hearing will be held responsible. If you allow yourself to hear the batil, the laghu, things that are idle talk from a person, from a radio, from television, from a leader who's giving a speech, don't allow yourself to listen to the batil. Inna sama, listening is a responsibility. Listening is a responsibility. Inna sama wal basar, what you see also, you will be held responsible for what you hear, what you see, and what you say. And above that, wal fuad, what you think also. Even what you think, even what goes through your mind has a responsibility and accountability. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادْ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكْ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. One day, Amir al-Mu'mineen عليه الصلاة والسلام, came across a man who was saying things, irresponsible things. He said to him, يَا هَذَا, be careful. إِنَّكَ تُمْلِي عَلَىٰ حَافِظَيْكَ كِتَابًا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. Don't allow yourself to open your mouth and say whatever you like to say. Be careful, because in everything you say, you are dictating upon those two guards who are standing there a book to your Lord, meaning they are going to write everything you say. And they take this book to your Lord. Be careful of what you say. إِنَّكَ تُمْلِي عَلَىٰ حَافِظَيْكَ كِتَابًا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ فَتَكَلَّمْ بِمَا يَعْنِيكَ وَدَعْ مَا لَا يَعْنِيكَ. Whatever you are sure of, say it. Whatever concerns your life, builds your life, say it. And whatever destroys your life, don't say it. وَدَعْ مَا لَا يُعْنِكَ. Stay away from it. Stay away. Many of these talks are unnecessary. Many of these chattings are unnecessary. Many of these discussions and, you know, gossiping are unnecessary. They don't build. They don't build. Usually, most of the talks has negative effect. This is why the hadith says, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَ صَمُوتًا فَاقْتَرِبُوا مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يُلَقِّنُ الْحِكْمَ. If you find someone who's talkative day and night, stay away from him. If you find someone who speaks and he speaks quality, get close to him. He teaches you hikmah and wisdom. We have to stay away from that. The Holy Quran says in Surah Qaf, Allah says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Every utterance comes out of our mouth that we do. Every utterance, إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ, a watcher who is ready to document. رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Everything that we say has a price and has repercussion. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Allah, when He speaks about paradise, listen to the description of paradise. Some of it is physical, the other is spiritual. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا تأثيما. In paradise, the beauty of paradise, there is no lagu. Lagu is anything which is in vain. The talks that are in vain, the talks that have no benefit. Idle talk, ولا تأثيما, no incitement for sins. إلا قيلا سلاما سلاما. Everything that they say in paradise is peace and peace. It's a beautiful beauty. There is no harsh words, no harsh statements. There is no verbal attacks there, forbidden. People become mature, and a sign of maturity is guarding of the tongue. This is an important sign of maturity, when someone is able to guard his mouth and his tongue. Illa qilan salaman salam. In Surah An-Naba, Inna lilmuttaqina mafaza. Indeed, for the pious, there is a triumph. Triumph, mafaza, hadaiqa wa a'naba, wa kawa'iba atraba, wa ka'san dihaqa. These are physical. These are physical fun and entertainment. Drink and fruits and relationship with their spouses. But then Allah says there is something even bigger than that. He says, لا يسمعون فيها لغوان ولا كذابا. There is no, inside paradise, there is no idle talk, vain talk. وَلَا كِذَّبَ. No lying. No one lies. Because again, many of our problems comes from lying. When we lie to each other and when we lie to ourselves. Sometimes we lie to ourselves. We know this is not true, but we still believe in it. That we still say it. This is also a form of lying. لا يسمعون فيها لغوا ولا كذابا جزاء من ربك عطاء حسابا. This is the reward, the rich reward of your Lord. I conclude with the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen عليه الصلاة والسلام. He says, فَخْزِنْ لِسَانَكَ كَمَا تَخْزِنْ ذَهَبَكَ وَوَرَيْقِكَ. In the same way that you keep your jewelry safe in a safe box, you keep it protected, and your cash money, ورقك, ورق, paper means money, currency. Same way, save and protect your tongue. Because sometimes if you lose some money, there is replacement. Maybe the insurance would cover, maybe. But if you allow yourself to attack and give your tongue the freedom of gossiping, there is no restoration. There is no fixation after that. The damage is done. We have seen wars erupting not between two individuals, between two countries, because of some foolish statements of the officials of these countries. Foolish statement. A war erupts and many people die. So he says, من كثر كلامه كثر خطأه. This is a formula. Does not accept any mistake. The more you speak, the more you commit mistakes. من كثر كلامه, he who speaks a lot is going to commit more mistakes. ومن كثر خطأه قل حياؤه. Someone who is doing mistakes all the time and he doesn't care, his honor and his dignity is going to be compromised and decreased. ومن قل حياؤه قل ورعه. As a result of losing dignity and honor, piety is going to be lost too. The fear of God is going to be compromised too. وَمَنْ قَلَّ وَرَعُهُ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ. A person who has no piety, has no conscience, has no heart, مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ, his heart will die. وَمَنْ مَاتَ قَلْبُهُ دَخَلَ النَّارِ. And the one who has a dead heart, he cannot make it to paradise. دَخَلَ النَّارِ. So دخول to Jahannam, the entrance of Jahannam begins with the mouth, with what we say. We have to be careful. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله, أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Many people ask that why such and such was religious, committed, good believer, he or she face calamities and tragedies and loss and sickness in their life. And why, on the other hand, someone who does not believe in God, does not even recognize God, his stomach is full of wine, for instance, and he's this and that, but I see him successful. Nothing wrong with him. He's not diagnosed with cancer. And he lives until 95 years old. Where is justice? Where is justice? Shouldn't God stand with the believers, with his friends, with his awliya, with those who worship him, with those who love him? The answer is in this hadith that I'm going to recite, a hadith that has been narrated by Al-Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam. The Imam says in this hadith, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. Every noble deed, every good deed, being done by anyone, فَمَنْ, a believer or non-believer, a Muslim or kafir, a worshipper or a rejecter of God, he or she should see the result of his or her good deed. On the other hand, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. A bad deed, and this deed could be seeing something bad, hearing something bad, saying something bad, by anyone, again, even by the holiest person, wali, if that person does not seek forgiveness, would see the result of his or her bad and evil deed in this life. Nothing can escape Allah's attention. This dunya is based on justice. Thus, the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam says, عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال حديث قدسي. This hadith is قدسي. وعزتي وجلالي. With my dignity and my sublimity and honor. لا أخرج عبدا من الدنيا وأنا أريد أن أرحمه. I would not allow a person that I love and I want to bestow my mercy on him, I would not allow him to die until وَأَنَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أَرْحَمَهُ حَتَّى أَسْتَوْفِيَ مِنْهُ كُلَّ خَطِيئَةٍ عَمِلَهُ. I would settle his account here. This person is good and he did good deeds and I want to bestow my mercy on him, but then he has a few bad things that he did in his life. I'm not going to let go because I promised, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًا يَرَى. I would not let go. Yes, he did 90% good, but 10% he did bad. So I have to settle the account with him. How do I settle the account? إِمَّا بِسُقْمٍ فِي جَسَدِهِ. Either an ailment in his body. I afflict him with ailment, سُقْم, مَرَض, sickness in his body. So he would suffer because I want to settle the account with him. So when he leaves, he's pure. The second, أَوْ بِضِيقٍ فِي رِزْقِهِ. Sometimes hardship and tightness in his income. He loses his income. He loses his business, his shop. This is second. أو بخوف في دنيا. If neither those two, then anxiety and fear in this life. فإن بقيت عليه بقية شددت عليه عند الموت. And if he can escape all these, and still there is some residue left out, I will make it difficult and hard for him at the time of death. So when he dies, he's a purified. His account is settled. On the other hand, وَلَا أُخْرِجُ عَبْدًا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَأَنَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُعَذِّبَهُ. I would not allow someone that he did nothing in this life. He rejected me. He went into the wrong direction. I would not, and at the same time, he did something good. Something, maybe he sheltered an orphan, maybe he fed some people, maybe he was nice with his neighbors, maybe. So he has something good. إِلَّا حَتَّى وفيه كل حسنة عملها. I will pay him back every good act that he or she did. He has to receive it. Because فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى. Don't forget this. So he has to receive it because there he has no place. At least we give him here. We give him back what he did here. So how do I give him back? إما بسعة في رزقه, an increase in his income. You look at his business, oh, his business is really flourishing. This guy does not deserve this. Why God is doing this to him? Because God is just. Because God is just. Because maybe he did something good, so God is returning his favor with a bigger favor. بِسِعَةٍ فِي رِزْقِهِ, an increase in his or her income. أو بِصِحَّةٍ فِي جَسَدِهِ, with his physical health. You see him running like a horse, mashallah. وَإِمَّا بِأَمْنٍ فِي دُنْيَاهِ, he can live in a neighborhood which is peaceful, and has security. Okay? فَإِنْ بَقِيَتْ عَلَيْهِ بَقِيَّةٌ, if still he owes us, still he owes me, هَوَّنْتُ عَلَيْهِ عِنْدَ الْمَوْتِ, his death is going to be peaceful. He's kafir, but his death is going to be peaceful because we have to settle the account with him. Because there in that life, he has nothing left. This is one interpretation and one understanding of why some good people in this life are suffering and some bad people are enjoying. This is one reason. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًا يَرَهُ. The Imam says, the Prophet says, he says, this law يَنْطَبِقُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِ وَالْكَافِرِ. This law in Surah إِذَا زُلْزِلَتْ الزِّلْزِلَةِ, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, it applies to believers and non-believers. Both, when they do good, they see good. When they do bad, they see bad. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. By the way, we have a couple of members of our community. A sister is going to have a surgery on Monday, so she's with us today. She asked us to pray for her. Amman yujib. Another sister, she's not in a good condition. Again, we pray for them. And also, remember, we are going for ziyarah, the ziyarah of the Atabat, inshallah, on April 3rd. Until April 17th, 1 week in Iraq and 1 week in Iran, inshallah, visiting the holy shrine. So if you want to join us, and I will, inshallah, be with this group. If you want to join us, then don't wait longer. Sister Fariba is sitting somewhere here. You can give your name to Brother Samir and register for this زيارة of the عتبات إن شاء الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين. اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان. وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.